Students from more than 100 countries live and socialize at International House while studying at New York's universities. The peaceful atmosphere seems a world away from Egypt, where millions have demonstrated to force President Hosni Mubarak and his government from power. However, for Mary, an Egyptian law student who was born the year Mubarak came to power, it all feels painfully close to home.
I thought he'd be assassinated or something. That's mean, but I thought he would end up like that based on history and what happens with people who rule that way. So I didn't think people would go in the street. I would be scared to go in the street, how the regime is. They beat up people. It's pretty scary. I mean, they say 300 dead, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 3,000, because they always like shift around the numbers. So honestly, I admire what they're doing. I don't know if I could ever be in Tahrir and do what they're doing. They're doing this for us. So
Mary, like all the students we spoke with, wanted to use only her first name. She says her 55-year-old mother tells her she's watched Egypt's public life and infrastructure crumble since she was a student in the 1970s. She is a middle-class businesswoman who also supports the uprising. But Mary says that Egypt's wealthy class continues to support Mubarak because they're afraid the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamist political movements will come to power.
They fear the bad we know is better than the bad what we don't know. I agree with that statement, but not in this case. The people taking care of the country are not corrupt, it will work out.
On Tuesday, President Mubarak promised to step down in September, despite his 2006 declaration that he would stay in office for life. Mary does not believe him. Halim, a 29-year-old international affairs student from Lebanon, adds that even if Mubarak does step down, it will not necessarily mean that a democratic form of government will emerge.
There's a difference between democracy and liberalism. It's not only about having free and fair elections. It's also about your rights and the different range of freedoms you can have in your country. Any kind of freedom, you know, you name it. Ask any Egyptian, he can tell you what he's deprived of today. And so I'm just afraid of the transition and what's next, because we can see as an example what happened after the Iranian revolution. And I cannot like really rule out the Iranian case to repeat itself with Egypt. It can have also many spillover effects, either on Israel, and then if on Israel, it could have also some impacts on Lebanon. The Middle East is like a system by itself. What happens in one country can really have impacts on another. So I cannot really predict.
Avner is a music student from Israel, which has had a cold peace with Egypt since 1979. He feels a bit divided over recent events.
As a human being, as a person who's living in a democratic country, I can really understand what these people want to achieve, because I think there's probably nothing worse than living under a regime that you don't believe in. There's nothing you can do about it. On the other hand, in Israel, people are afraid that some kind of regime that's unfavorable to Israel will rise. In my opinion, I don't think the Egyptians have any incentive to make war in Israel. I think if the agreement have been made, they will still honor it. And of course, there's always the likelihood something might happen.
Because of Egypt's reliability as a staunch ally, Washington has supported President Mubarak and given his government billions of dollars in military and other aid over the years. That is one reason why many who oppose Mubarak also oppose the United States. This situation poses a dilemma for Cairo-born Nezreen. She supports the uprising, but is here in New York on a scholarship paid for by the Egyptian and American governments.
I felt freedom here that I never felt in my own country. I wear whatever I want. I say whatever I want. I'm not afraid. So I'm enjoying things here. And this is the psychological thing. Like, I can be anything in this country if I wanted. And at the same time, it's like, but there are people dying. So it's really not easy. I cannot say I hate the U.S., but I love my country at the same time.
Are you more likely to go back and settle in your country now or in the future if Mubarak and, you know, if there's a real change of regime?
For me, I was actually thinking about not going back before this was happening. I don't want to go back. But now, if this actually changes, so I'd rather be back home.
Nezreen won't predict what the outcome of the upheaval in Egypt and the region might be, but she is certain about what she wants.
I hope for a future that will take away all the pain, all the suffering, all the long lines in corrupt bureaucratic offices. I hope for better education, for water to reach everywhere, for new buildings to be built, new factories, new job opportunities, a better future, people getting married, people smiling again. I don't know. I just want something, a better future that will take away the pain that Egyptians have been suffering for 30 years.
She says it's time. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.